Thank you so much for such a wonderful nativity presentation. Would you like to go and sit back down with your mum and dads now? I wonder if anyone can tell me what this is. What's this? It is a Christmas cracker. Fantastic. Who loves Christmas crackers? Okay, who can tell me what we normally find inside Christmas crackers? What do we normally find? What do you reckon? A joke. We normally find a joke, and they're usually brilliant, aren't they? Anyone else tell me something else that we can find in a joke? Yes, that angel Gabriel there. A crown in there. You usually get a crown. And this minion here. What else? What else do we find in a cracker? A present. Yeah, fantastic. Now, I've got a few crackers that I would like someone to help me pull in a minute. In a minute, hands down just for a sec. You see, I realized this week how brilliant crackers are in helping us remember the real meaning of Christmas, all about Jesus. So let's see how. So my first volunteer, please, this young lady here. Okay, now, these are very special crackers. In that they don't have a bang in them, okay? So if you could hold that end for me, okay? Now, when I count to three, okay, we're going to pull, okay, we need you to provide the bang, if you would, okay? Now, there are some kind of fairly small children in it, so we don't want screams, but don't pull yet, we're just going to have a practice, okay? Let them practice, okay? So if we do one, two, three, and then you can say bang, okay, for me? Okay, one, two, three.
Bang.
Thank you very much. Okay, so are you ready to pull? So one, two, three, and they'll say bang, and we'll pull. Okay, here we go then. One, two, three. Whoa, fantastic. Now, what have we got in here? Can you unwrap that for me and tell me what you think that might be? It's a joke. Okay, we need a microphone. Do you think you could read this joke for us? This is a classic cracker joke.
Why did nobody vote for Rudolph and Prancer on eBay?
I don't know. Why did nobody bid for Rudolph and Prancer on eBay?
Because they were too dear.
Fantastic. Amy Lee, could you help me? Could you just hold that for me and just stand there or sit on the edge of the stage and just hold that for me, that would be wonderful. Jokes in crackers can be brilliant if they make us laugh and they put a spark of joy into our day. And the joke in a cracker reminds us that 2,000 years ago, God himself came to earth in the person of his son Jesus, and it was to bring a message to us that is so amazing that it should make us want to laugh with joy, and it should make us fill our hearts with wonder. You see, through Jesus, God was saying, here I am, and this is what I'm like. I'm not far away, and I'm not full of anger towards you. I'm near you, and I'm for you. I want to be by your side, so that you will know that I'm on your side. And everything that the baby Jesus grew up and did in adulthood and said was like a massive shout coming from heaven saying you never need to feel alone. God loves you and he's come to share the life of heaven with you. So smile. See, the joke in the cracker reminds us that Jesus came to bring us great joy. Now, I've got another cracker over here. Okay, okay. Yes, Jamie, thank you. This is a bit of a heavy one, so I need a guy to pull this on with me. Thank you, Jamie. So, same drill again. One, two, three, bang. Okay. Now we're ready. One, two, three. Okay, Jamie, could you grab what's in there, please, for me, and just hold it up for us all to see? Okay, this is a fabulous gift that I have put in this cracker. Thank you. If you could take your place, just sit on the side of the stage there, and just hold that for me. That would be fabulous. So you get a gift in a cracker, don't you? The Bible says that God loved everyone in the world so much that he gave a gift. And the gift was his son, Jesus. So Jesus is God's gift. But what kind of a gift is a baby born in a manger all that time ago to you and to me? Well, what gift have we got there, Jamie? What is that? Yeah, it's a kind of a train with a bridge. Well, when God gave us Jesus, he gave us a bridge. God sent Jesus to be a bridge between us and him. You see, the Bible says we've all allowed things to come between us and God. And when we reject him and put other things in our lives where he should be, it creates a huge chasm that we can't get across. So instead of enjoying life in a relationship with God like we were created to, we're cut off from him forever. Now, some of you may have seen Vicky Pattison be crowned the winner, the Queen of the Jungle, in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last weekend. Did anyone see that? Yeah. Okay. If you've ever seen that program, the series always ends with the winner, usually having consumed half their body weight in jungle grubs, running across a rope bridge, usually amid fireworks, into the arms of their loved ones. Jesus is the bridge that God gives us so that we can come home to him and know him as our loving Heavenly Father. At Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birth, but actually it was his death on the cross that paid the price for us to be made right with God. What an expensive, precious gift that God has given us in Jesus. So the crackers, they remind us that Jesus brings a message of great joy. They remind us that Jesus is God's gift. And then one last thing. So one final cracker. Would you like to help me pull it? No? Okay. This shepherd down here would like me to help me pull it. Okay. So, same drill, last time. 1, 2, 3, bang. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Fabulous. Okay, what have we got in there? Right, now you might need to take your shepherd headdress off for a moment. And would you model this crown? Now, there's always a crown in the cracker, isn't there? It's in there so that grown-ups can look silly as they eat their Christmas dinner. But this is a particularly fine version of the crown. So thank you very much, modelled by Eli. If you could just take your seat on the edge of the stage for me there. The crown reminds us that Jesus is a king. He's not a human king. He wasn't born in a palace. He didn't have human powers to make laws or lead armies. But Jesus is the king of heaven and earth. And yet he was born in poverty and weakness. He experienced pain and suffering and loneliness like we do. He can identify with everything that we face in life. But through King Jesus, God demonstrated that he doesn't just understand life, but that he has the power to transform lives inside and out and to bring people into true freedom. And time again, Jesus, when he grew up, he demonstrated his kingly power by healing people who were sick, by giving new start to people who'd lost hope, and by bringing peace to the stressed and comfort to the hurting and forgiveness and a clear conscience to those who were weighed down by guilt and regret. Everywhere Jesus went, he brought a joy that could overcome any sorrow, a light that could chase away any darkness or fear, an eternal life that robs even death of its sting. So the crackers remind us Jesus brings a message of great joy. Jesus is God's greatest gift. And Jesus is King. The King who can transform lives from the inside out. And unlike our little Christmas kind of cracker crowns, which are flimsy and get broken if you're anything like me within 30 seconds, here today and gone tomorrow, the things Jesus did by his kingly power last forever. See, Jesus didn't just do those kind of things 2,000 years ago, but I believe he's still doing them today. He's transformed my life and the lives of many, many other people here in this church. And he can transform your life today as well by bringing healing and hope, freedom and forgiveness, and the joy and peace of eternal life. So, in conclusion then, I believe crackers show us the true meaning of Christmas, a message of amazing joy, a priceless gift from heaven, and a king whose love and power can transform lives. But of course, this message is only ever good to us if we believe it and act on it. And that's the invitation of Christmas. See, the angels said to the shepherds, "Why don't you go and see for yourselves what has happened?" God invites you to come and see for yourself if all this about Jesus is really true. And if we can explain Jesus' birth and life and death and resurrection in any other way than he was really who he said he was, the Son of God, then we can dismiss the message of Christmas. But I don't believe we can. And if you can't, then it's surely the most important and most exciting message and invitation that you will ever, ever receive. It's been so good to share this time with you. Can I add my greetings to those of the kids and just say we hope you have a truly wonderful, peaceful, happy Christmas. It's been lovely to share this afternoon with you. We're going to sing one more carol before we finish and Peter comes back and wraps up this afternoon. Okay, thank you.